My presentation would be much simpler than the earlier ones, and I'll try to rush through. Wheat is the major staple food in Pakistan, which is a country of 180 million, and wheat is grown on more than 8 million hectares. Since the soils are calcareous, we have zinc deficiency recognized since long, and it's prevalent in most of the crops, including wheat. This is the yield potential of most of the varieties in the country, whereas the farmers on the average, national average, are harvesting only one quarter of that. The progressive farmers can harvest and are harvesting double of that. And we believe that this yield gap is mainly because of non-adoption of the recommended agronomic practices, including fertilizer, which includes micronutrients like zinc as well. This slide is important from this presentation point of view. The country had two national nutrition surveys, and both indicate that the children as well as women are affected by zinc malnutrition in a big way. These experiments, field experiments conducted over the last 6 years under Harvest Zinc Project were located in Pakistani part of Punjab. And these three locations pertain to three cropping systems: rice wheat, cotton wheat, and mixed cropping. Some of the field operations in rice wheat system, and we observed that farmers took a lot of interest in improved agronomic practices. During phase one of Harvest Project, we conducted a total of 7 field trials, and all the soils were zinc deficient and calcareous. And yield improvement varied up to 18%. Whereas grain zinc concentration varied from 19% to 34%. Foliar zinc application was more effective compared with soil application as far as grain zinc density improvement is concerned. We had a lot more treatments, in fact 12 to be specific, but I've tried to simplify to convey the message. During second phase of this Harvest Zinc project, we prepared high zinc seed by spraying the farmers' fields, repeated sprays, so in fact 2 to 3 foliar sprays of zinc sulfate. And this is what we got: low zinc seed of 32 milligram parts per million and high zinc of 50. And during second year as well, we had a twofold difference. There were two experiments in the phase two. In the first experiment, soil zinc was applied as to the soil, and in the second, the second experiment pertained to foliar sprays. Well, this picture depicts the impact of high zinc seed on crop germination, crop stand, and in fact cropping vigor, and we demonstrated it to the farmers. Same, the impact of high zinc seed in a graphic form. Here we used zinc enriched seed, and this is zinc primed seed, which means zinc seed was dipped in zinc sulfate solution for a specified time. And the results were similar during both years. Not only germination was improved, the height of the seedlings was also better with high zinc seed. In experiment 1, where zinc was applied through soil, again we got the yield increase was up to 17 to 22%, and grain yield improvement was up to 23%. However, in case of foliar sprays, the grain zinc improvement was much higher compared with soil application, and it was in conformity with our results of the phase 1 of harvest zinc project. Some field views, the same impact of high zinc seed on crop stand germination, and this is the typical response we got in terms of yield, and this is a view of if you farmers field day we conducted 2-3 times. We also calculated the economics of using zinc in wheat, and it was highly attractive. In fact, foliar spray was more effective because of the low zinc dose used in this approach. Well, in Pakistan, high zinc wheat is being attempted by both approaches, by genetic biofortification as well as agronomic biofortification, and by genetic, but the breeders have identified 3 high zinc wheat lines which contain up to 37 parts per million of zinc. The conventional, the prevalent, the current varieties contain around 25 milligrams of zinc per kilogram grains. And these 3 identified lines are undergoing a national uniform yield testing, and we hope to, and they hope to release all or any all of these varieties next year. We know that the target zinc density in wheat grains is 40 to 50 parts per million, not 37. So therefore, we understand that agronomic biofortification has a role to play. And in fact, when agronomic biofortification is practiced on high zinc density varieties, it appears to be quite effective to achieve the target. So in summary, zinc use increases yield as well as grain zinc density, and foliar application of zinc is more effective compared with soil application in improving grain zinc, and use of zinc is highly cost effective. Not only that, but high zinc seed we obtain by agronomic biofortification is a much better seed for the next crop. And as said earlier, agronomic biofortification has a role to play, even if genetic biofortification is successful. We have tried to disseminate the results by technology transfer materials, both in English as well as in local language. And we have conducted 3 farmers field days. And I must share that farmers take a lot of interest in these kind of innovative things. I would like to thank Harvest Plus for the financial support and Pakistan Atomic Energy Commission for facilitating execution of the project. And of course, the farmers deserve appreciation for their cooperation. Thank you. And any questions? I didn't say that. I said that farmers take interest in the positive results.
Right.
When it comes to foliar application for wheat, I can see problems. It means extra labor on the part of farmers. But in India, I know that foliar application of zinc has been recommended formally to the farmers. And we will like to see the adoption rate there. And we are also thinking of making similar recommendation in a year or two. It's too early to say anything.
Yes, sir.
I may have missed it, but when were you doing the foliar application, and was it just one application?
Well, we have tried one as well as two applications. And two applications are more effective compared with one. And the timing is 1 week prior to flowering and 1 week after flowering of wheat. Very simple.
Well, I was wondering if you did more extensive trials or knowledge, you were giving us an overview, to show whether there's a statistically significant increase in yield if the growers do apply soil zinc. Because that would be an incentive for them to do it, aside from the nutritional benefit. Do you have that kind of data?
Well, we have analyzed the data statistically. And when I say the yields are improved, it means statistically significant improvement in yield, as well as in grain zinc density.
Across different locations?
Of course.
So then the growers would have an incentive to actually have the same, because it's another cost for them to have an input. So if they get that, if they get paid back in kind by increased yield, it seems like that would be a good incentive for them to do it.
Well, that's why I shared the economics, cost effectiveness. By spending $1 on zinc, the yield increase is at least worth $4, and it's quite an effective, valid measure.